The Honolulu Police Department Firearms Unit is located in the Records and Identification Division at HPD headquarters on Beritania Street. Major Richard Robinson, a 28-year veteran, is the officer in charge.
In Hawaii, every person who has a firearm is required to register it, unlike many other states. On average, we process 11,000 applicants a year. So that's individual people, and that comes out to about 28,000 firearms every year.
Half of the firearms registered each year on Oahu, about 14,000 of them, are so-called long guns, which are rifles and shotguns. The other half, handguns, have different permitting requirements. The first step in purchasing or transferring a long gun, including AR-15s, is applying for a permit to acquire. Officer Blaine Chong from the Firearms Unit walks us through that process.
First thing that you're going to make sure you have is $14.75. That's if you're a first-timer. If you're born outside of the United States, you have your naturalization or your passport with you. And there's about four waivers that we have you fill out and a permit, so five forms total. So you write it out clearly and make sure that it's in black ink. All HPD forms require black ink.
The permit to acquire has four waivers, a medical waiver with doctor contact information, a mental health and substance abuse waiver, a firearms questionnaire, and marijuana form. Again, Major Robinson.
Any person who's received counseling for mental health issues, substance abuse, would be disqualified from owning a firearm unless they've been shown to be no longer adversely affected. We also conduct a criminal background check. For felonies, if you've been bound over or indicted, you're prohibited from owning a firearm. For the misdemeanors, so crimes of violence, drug offenses, you have to be convicted.
A person who has a medical marijuana card is disqualified from acquiring or possessing a firearm unless cleared by a doctor. The last step in the permit application process is fingerprinting.
So this machine, instead of doing ink, like how we used to do ink rolling, we do it digitally. And basically what happens is we'll do your fingerprints here, and it'll get sent directly to the FBI.
HPD then conducts a background check on the applicant, and if cleared, the permit to acquire can be picked up in 14 to 20 days and is good for 1 year to purchase any quantity of long guns. The buyer or new owner then has 5 days to bring the firearm in to HPD to have it registered. Military members with firearms transferring to Hawaii are also required to register them. Officer Kyle Chu.
So in order to register your long gun, I'm going to need your long gun permit and your ID. Okay. And then I'm going to need to take a look at the firearm. We'll take the information off the rifle. And then I got to get a tape measure to measure the barrel. Make sure that it's not 15 inches. Very good, very good. And then we'll take this up. Then we'll call your name when it's done.
The Beritania Firearms Unit is the only bulletproof location on Oahu to process registrations. The wait in line and processing times vary from day to day. HPD only tracks firearm registrations. Again, Major Robinson.
The kind of unique thing about Hawaii is we require everyone to register a gun when they come in. But of course, there's no requirement to unregister it when you leave. So there's no real solid number of how many guns are on Oahu. The pretty well accepted number is somewhere around 700,000.
Failure to register a firearm in Hawaii is a petty misdemeanor and applies to both seller and buyer, punishable with up to 6 months in jail. In my final report, perspectives on gun control going forward. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.